This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Sobel to jump for the Skins. It'll be Herman to jump for the Lancers. Dan Smith, Jeremy Smith, Steve DeClercq in charge, and here we go. The tap is controlled by Sobel. Both mistimed their jump, and Sobel got it on the way down. Man-to-man defense for Lincoln Wood. Here's Herbstreit on the left wing. Leaves it for Seth Johnson. Underneath, lost sight of Tassetti off the window. It's good. There was nobody within 5 feet of Alex Tassetti, and that's the game's first bucket. Can't get easier than that. Here's the ball press. Nothing easy about this. In the backcourt with Goble. You know it's coming, but you still got to find a way to handle it. And very few teams year in, year out do it effectively. 7:20 for the opening quarter. Down low to Herman. Makes the catch. Doubled. Kicks out. Here's a three ball from Sidwell. A little bit strong. Rebound tapped around. Saved by Nodal. Middle of the floor. Picked up by Sobel. He leaves it back for Herbstreit. Evan picks up the dribble at the volleyball spike line. Into the hands of Tassetti. Feeds the block. Sobel spins. Rises and hits. Carter Sobel knocks down his first shot. 4-0. No Comis. Long pass in the front court, ahead to Herman. Attacks rejected by Sobel. Kept in play by Herbstreit, and he's going to airmail it out of bounds. The lead pass to Tassetti too far. Into the Lincolnwood cheerleaders it goes, then the game's first turnover to Nokomis. 6:49 for quarter number one. The last eight home games for Nokomis, they're going to honor 100 of Steve Kimbrough's 800-plus wins. So they did it the other night against Litchfield, the first 100. They did the second 100 tonight. Next home game, they'll do the third set of 100 victories. Coach Kimbrough's 39th and final season on the bench for Nokomis. Trapped in the corner, getting down middle of the floor. Nice attack for the Lancers, and that is Goble up and in from the right side. That was a good job by Will Jenkins. He was trapped in the corner and was able to find a slashing Goble to get Lincolnwood on the board. 4-2, Nokomis leads with the ball. Here's Tassetti way out on the right wing, high above his head in surveys. Checked by Herman in the Lincolnwood man-to-man. Back between the circles to Herbstreit. High post feed to Sobel. Puts it on the deck. Now in the corner it goes to Nodal. Kendall Nodal being hounded by Sidwell. Leaves it off for Johnson. Back to Nodal. Gives it off to Herbstreit. Evan Herbstreit brings it right side. Picks up the dribble into the hands of Tassetti. In the right corner. Dribble drive baseline. A little bit of a bump there. Ball deflected out by Jenkins. It'll stay with Nokomis. 5:44 for the opening quarter. Nokomis lines everybody up along the baseline. In underneath to Johnson. Off to Nodal. Baseline missed it. And the rebound down to Goble. He wants to run. Sean Goble fouled by Tosetti. And that will send Sean Goble to the free throw line. 5:36 for the opening quarter. 4-2, Nokomis leading. They call that foul on the floor. Jenkins, corner pocket, yes! Will Jenkins gives Lincolnwood the lead, 5-4. Who wants free throws when he can get a three ball? That last foul for Nokomis went on Tosetti. Tosetti's shot is blocked by Herman. Check that. Yep, it was Herman with the block. Now Sidwell picks it up off the floor for the Lancers. This Lincolnwood team will not back down. They are hard-nosed just like their coach. Down on the left block to Herman. He bounced it right off of his foot in the Lancers' first turnover. Herbstreit will slow it up as he comes into the front court. 4:45 for the opening quarter of play. Nokomis got the first four. Lincolnwood has the last five. Johnson in the corner to Herbstreit. Evan drives baseline. Tried to slip it down to Nodal. Tipped, stolen. Good job by Sam Herman to rotate down and get the steal. He leaves it off for Sean Goble. Across the floor to Cole Sidwell. Volleyball spike line extended. In the left corner to Hopper. Nice bounce pass. Herman, left-hand layup is good for Sam Herman. Off the nice feed from Evan Hopper. 7-4 Lancers, a mini 7-0 run here as we approach the midway point of the opening quarter. Herbstreit on the left wing to Tosetti. Alex, left elbow, dumps it down to Sobel. Tough catch underneath, and he's fouled. Free throws for Carter Sobel to get the foul on Evan Hopper. His first, team's first. And it's 6'8 and strong. When Carter catches it down there, you are in a peck of trouble. He'll be off to Lincoln Land next school year to play baseball. Free throw for Carter is short. After the Alton Marquette game, when Carter was walking out of the gymnasium, a few Marquette fans just politely asked Carter, "So, where are you going to play in college?" Fully expecting to hear him going to some place to play basketball, he said, "I'm going to Lakeland to play baseball." And they were flabbergasted, could not believe it. Misses both free throws. That's a rarity. He's a good foul shooter. Offensive rebound, though, to Seth Johnson, and Nokomis will maintain. That's a rebound. If you're Lincoln, what you have to have. You're fortunate to see Sobel miss a pair of free throws, but then Nokomis clears the glass. Here's Johnson. Leaves it off for Nodal. He's in trouble in the corner, gets it away to Sobel. Carter will turn and face on Jaden Walker, who's checked in. Jaden, giving about 7 inches, comes just to the top of Carter's shoulder. That's a tough matchup. Herbstreit rejected by Sean Goble. He rose from the right elbow, and Goble was there to swat it away. 3:20 first quarter. In the corner, now down to Herman. Check that. Yep, Herman, and he's fouled. Off the feed from Jenkins. Two free throws for Sam Herman. The foul will go on Kendall Nodal. That is his first, team second. At the free throw line, Sam Herman. 2 points to the ball game. A 3-point Lincolnwood lead. Toss is good. Nokomis won the JV game. Wound up being a running clock with about 2.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Second free throw for Sam Herman, the 6'4 senior. Gets the pair. He has 4 first quarter points. Lincolnwood has an early 9-4 lead over Nokomis. So we approach the 3-minute mark of the opening quarter. Herbstreit across the timeline. In the right corner it goes to Seth Johnson. Johnson, dangerous pass top of the key, finds its way to Sobel. He'll fire the triple, yes, for Carter Sobel. Lincolnwood went for the steal at the top of the key, didn't get it. That freed up Carter, and he buried it. 9-7 Lincolnwood. Full court pressure, of course. The Lancers handling that nicely. Middle of the lane, Goble kicks Sidwell. Corner three, got it. Cole Sidwell buries the triple out of the right corner. And it's 12-7, the lead back to 5 for Lincolnwood. 2.5 minutes, quarter number one. Lancers will have to continue to knock down shots here as this game moves along. Tosetti out front, high post to Sobel. Carter working on Walker, rises up and draws the foul. That is a tough, tough matchup for Jaden Walker. He's doing all he can do, giving up about 7 inches of height. It'll be his first personal, second team foul. Actually, they got Goble on the foul, not Walker. Free throw for Carter, no good. He's missed his first 3 foul shots. Very unlike Carter Sobel. You can see the disgust on his face after that third one fell off the rim. This toss is no good. How about that? Carter Sobel has missed his first 4 free throws, and now a foul as Herman tracked the rebound down to the right corner. He was trapped and hacked. They'll get Sobel. That was a frustration foul that time for Carter. I don't know that I recall seeing Carter Sobel miss 4 free throws in a row. Certainly not his first 4. Nokomis back in a 3-quarters court. 1-2-2 right now. Across the timeline come the Lancers with Will Jenkins. Dangerous pass stolen by Tosetti, but then Alex can't keep it in play as he tipped it ahead, and then it wound up out of bounds on the far end. So Lincolnwood will maintain in the backcourt. A soft, long bounce pass is not going to work against Nokomis. And Tosetti read it like a book. Nick Masher into the action, 6-foot senior for Nokomis. He'll replace Seth Johnson. Braxton Schmedeke on the floor for Lincolnwood, replacing Will Jenkins. 2 minutes, first quarter, a 5-point Lincolnwood lead. Facing the pressure here of Nokomis. Cole Sidwell at midcourt, a pass across the timeline to Sean Goble. Sean Goble now between the circles. Left wing it goes to Sidwell. Back to Goble. In the right corner to Schmedeke. He's got to be trapped. That pass is tipped by Tassetti, knocked away by Walker. It's off of Lincolnwood and Nokomis ball. Second Lancer turnover with 101 seconds for the first quarter. Well, when you play a team like Nokomis with the trapping, you almost have to act like the volleyball lines are your sidelines. You get outside of those, and you are in trouble more times than not. Down to Sobel, quickly doubled. We're going to get offensive on Carter Sobel. Jaden Walker stood his ground and took the charge. Second foul on Sobel. Fourth team foul, third turnover on Nokomis. That time Carter lowered his shoulder, and that is where the offensive foul came in. Evan Hopper returning for Lincolnwood. He'll replace Cole Sidwell. Good start for the Lancers on the road in Nokomis, leading 12-7 with the ball. Clock running 85 seconds for the opening quarter. In the backcourt, Hopper. Bounce pass across the timeline to Goebel. Top of the key to Walker. On the left baseline to Herman. Back it goes to Hopper. Into the hands of Goebel. They swing it in the corner with Schmedeke. Bad bounce pass out. Stolen by Herbstreit. Here comes Tassetti. Crosses over on the left wing. Top of the key to Herbstreit. Evan. Miscommunication there. Threw it away. Masher was cutting towards the rim. Herbstreit pass going towards the corner. That'll result in the fourth Nokomis turnover. Sabo will check out with those two fouls. Jake Johnson, 6-foot sophomore, on the floor. Different look in Nokomis team when Sobel is not out there. That pass is tipped by Herbstreit. Jarred loose by Tossetti. Now we're going to get a jump ball as Herbstreit is down there with Walker and Jenkins to force the tie-up, and it will stay with Lincolnwood on the arrow. 47 and a half seconds for the first quarter. Lincolnwood will have it in the backcourt on the sideline. Opposite of the benches here at Nokomis. Tossetti looks like he's in a little bit of pain. He was maybe holding his left rib area. The JV game was physical on both sides. Will Jenkins across midcourt. Long pass deflected out by Jake Johnson looking for Walker down low. Out of bounds on the baseline for Lincolnwood in the deep corner. It'll be Hopper to throw in. Evan, looking, gets it in to Sean Goebel. Half a minute, first quarter, 12-7 Lincolnwood. After Nokomis got the first four of the ball game. Out front with Jenkins into the hands of Goebel. Lincolnwood holding for the final shot, 20 seconds for the quarter. Nokomis not making it easy, though. They're trapping the wings right now. Out front with Goebel near midcourt. On the sideline, that's Jenkins. He needs to get out of there. He's in trouble, and Goebel bailed him out, elevates to make the catch with five. Down to Herman. He spins, got too far under the rim, but he's fouled. Went up strong. It was 2.4 seconds for the quarter. Sam Herman back to the free throw line. Jake Johnson, the guilty party, his first, team's fifth. Sam Herman, 4 points in the quarter, 2 of 2 at the free throw line. The 6'4 senior. The toss, good. Substitution for the Lancers. Cole Sidwell returns. Evan Hopper takes a seat. 13-7 Lincolnwood. Herman looking to make it a 7-point lead. The toss is good. Got a lot of the iron and dropped through with the kind bounce. Herman will check out. Devin Brown onto the floor, 6'3 junior. 2.4 seconds for the first quarter. Lancers waiting back towards midcourt. Now Goebel will come up with pressure. Tassetti, 3/4 court. Good if it goes. Just a little to the right. After 8 minutes, it is Lincolnwood, 14. Nokomis, 7. We're back with more boys basketball action following these messages on WSMI. After 8 minutes, Lincolnwood doubling up Nokomis, 14-7. As the Skins will get the basketball to start the second quarter. Tassetti, Johnson, Seth and Jake, Nodal, and Herbstreit on the floor. Sobel starts the quarter on the bench with those two personal fouls. Trapped on the baseline, Herbstreit just wings it across the floor, and Tossetti catches it right at the midcourt stripe on the sideline. He had no room to spare. If his shoe size was a half size bigger, he would have been on the line. down to Jake Johnson. He pivots around, gives it back to Nodal now, top of the key. Left wing with Tassetti. That is a deep three, missed it, and the rebound down to Sean Goebel. Trapped on the baseline, bounces out of trouble. Quickly in the front court, now to Jenkins. Will Jenkins kicks in the corner to Sidwell. Down on the block to Devin Brown. He is triple teamed, rips it away. Good job to be strong with the basketball by Brown. Lincoln Wood maintains. Goebel, Sidwell, Jenkins, Brown, and Hopper on the floor for Lincoln Wood to start the quarter. Herman's at the table. He'll check in at the next whistle. Right in front of the rim to Devin Brown. Lays it up and in his first bucket. And it's 16-7 Lincoln Wood. 6:45 for the first half. Here's Herbstreit from the left wing. Leaves it off for Seth Johnson. Rises, baseline, around and out. Rebound down to Lincoln Wood. They want to push. Here comes Goebel into the front court. Off to Jenkins in the right corner. Middle of the lane to Brown. Couldn't catch it cleanly. Went right through his hands off his chest. Fourth Lincoln Wood turnover. 6:20 first half. Sabo up off the bench. He's going to the table. He'll check in at the next whistle. Here's Herbstreit trying to turn the corner on Sidwell. Lost it on the way up. Out of bounds. It'll be Lincoln Wood ball. Herbstreit thought that ball was tipped by the Lancers. The officials disagreed. Well, Sabo back on the floor. It'll be Herbstreit coming off. Masher back on the floor as well, replacing Jake Johnson. The 1-2-2 ball press, Tassetti on the point. Over three-quarters court right now, just to slow Lincoln Wood up a little bit. That ball's kicked by Tassetti in the backcourt, exactly 6 minutes for the first half. A 16-7 Lincoln Wood lead. They've played with great poise here early. They've only turned it over four times. Good job of taking care of the ball. Into the hands of Will Jenkins. Across the floor to Cole Sidwell. He wears a shoulder brace across that right arm as Jenkins skips it in the corner to Hopper. Down to Herman. Shovel pass to Brown. Yes, for Devin Brown. 4 points off the bench for Brown in the quarter. 18-7 Lincoln Wood. Tassetti will take his time coming into the front court. Across the timeline now with the left-hand bounce. High post to Sabo. Carter will turn and face on Brown. Sabo got his feet tangled up but got it away to Tassetti as he was falling down. Alex working left wing, gets it away to Seth Johnson. Tassetti had nowhere to go, down to Sabo. Carter draws a crowd, spins back middle. Yes, for Carter Sabo. 7 for Sabo. 18-9 Lincoln Wood. 5 minutes for the first half. Into the hands of Cole Sidwell. Across the midcourt stripe, picks up the dribble in a bad spot, and Matt Milberg going to take a timeout. 4:56 for quarter number two. Lincoln Wood leading Nokomis 18-9. We'll come back to Nokomis High School following these messages on WSMI. Following the Lincoln Wood timeout, Lancers have the ball across the timeline. Jenkins, middle of the floor to Goebel, foul line to Hopper. Down to Herman. Nice ball fake on Sabo. Carter keeps his feet, goes straight up. In the corner to Sidwell. He wants the three, too strong. Rebound hit the rim a second time, threw Herman off. Check that, Goebel, and allowed Sabo to pull down the rebound. 4.5 minutes, first half. 18-9 Lincoln Wood leading. On the right wing with Seth Johnson. Top of the key with Sabo. In the corner it goes to Herbstreit. Evan. Top of the key to Tassetti. That was almost deflected by Sam Herman. Down to Sabo. Baseline. Tough shot for Carter. He has 9. That was about 12 feet off the right baseline. He was almost behind the backboard a little bit. That shot was a lot harder as a right-hander than it would have been as a lefty from that angle. Halfway through the second quarter. 18-11 Lincoln Wood. Here's Will Jenkins, top of the key. In the corner it goes to Sidwell. Dangerous pass, almost deflected by Tassetti. In the corner, here's a three ball headed home, too strong for Jenkins, but it goes off the other side of the backboard and deflects to Cole Sidwell. Jenkins will try it again, other side of the floor, missed it, and the rebound to Tassetti. Alex wants to push a little bit, got caught in the air, found Sabo at the foul line, counted and the foul. Hit on the release, he has 11, and a chance for the three-point play. He elevated. Got hit as he was in the air, kind of moved the ball to one side ever so slightly and still knocked down the 15-footer. He's 0-for-4 at the free throw line. 0-for-5 at the free throw line. That hit the back rim, hung on the front rim for seemingly several seconds, and then fell off. Not Carter's night at the free throw line. A 5-point lead. Nokomis starting to cut it down. Here's Jenkins, long pass in the front court to Herman. Tough catch on the baseline. He falls out of bounds. That is the fifth turnover. That's a tough pass right there, as there was really nowhere for Herman to go on the catch. He had Sabo behind him and the inline in front of him and the basket above him. Clock running, 3:10, first half. Herbstreit crosses midcourt, now sets the offense. Bounce pass left wing to Johnson, deflected out. It'll stay with Nokomis. Great hustle there from Will Jenkins. Well, the Lancers are playing hard here tonight. Herbstreit in the corner it goes to Tassetti. Back to Herbstreit. Evan Herbstreit at the foul line, leaves it back for Sobel. Carter Sobel working on Hopper, back to Herbstreit. Evan for three, missed it. Rebound offensively to Johnson, stripped in there by Evan Hopper. Evan across the timeline, 2:45 for the first half. 18-13 Lincoln Wood. Sidwell off to Jenkins. Will Jenkins, bounce pass across the floor to Sidwell, right side. Left side of the key with Jenkins. Will Jenkins back to Sidwell in the corner to Hopper. Evan Hopper. Bad pass stolen by Tassetti. He was trying to go top of the key, never saw Tassetti. Alex rises for three and got it. Alex Tassetti with the three ball, and just like that, the lead is down to two, and Matt Milburg needs a timeout. 2:25 for the first half. Lincoln Wood 18, Nokomis 16. Back to Nokomis High School following these messages. Lincoln Wood's lead is down to two. It was 11. 2:15 for the first half. Nokomis' intensity has picked up a little bit on the defensive end. Poked away from behind by Tassetti, but he got the wrist. Sixth team foul on Nokomis. And for Alex, it'll be his second personal. So two on Alex, two on Carter. Sideline front court for Lincoln Wood. Herman gets it in the backcourt to Goble. Met right there by Tassetti. Now Sean comes into the front court, keeps the dribble alive, stays in the middle of the floor. Off to Sidwell. Way out on the left wing. He'll drive into the left corner, feeds the left block to Goble. Bounce pass across the floor. Three ball is put home by Will Jenkins, right side of the key. His second triple of the ball game, and that was a big possession for Lincoln Wood to stop the Nokomis run for now. 21-16 Lancers, 95 seconds for the first half. Tassetti way out on the right wing, being checked by Sam Herman. Top of the key to Herbstreit. Left wing to Johnson. High post to Sobel. Back to Herbstreit. He wants the three. Rimmed it. And the rebound down to Jenkins and a foul on Nokomis. They'll get Seth Johnson over the back. His first, team's seventh, and that will put Nokomis over the limit with 81 seconds to play in the first half. One in bonus for Will Jenkins of Lincoln Wood. Will's a 5'11 sophomore. Evan Hopper out, Jaden Walker back in for the Lancers. Good energy in the gym tonight. Nice crowd on hand. Probably about three quarters full here this evening. And this is a big house. Jenkins has to make the first to get the second. Toss is no good, and the rebound down to Sobel. A 5-point Lincoln Wood lead, minute 15, first half. We'll have the Shelter Insurance halftime show at the break here on WSMI. Down to Sobel. One bounce, rises up, baseline, rattles it down. Does Carter Sobel. He has a baker's dozen, despite being 0-5 with the free throw line. 3-point lead for Lincoln Wood, facing full court pressure. Jenkins in trouble in the backcourt, slapped away by Sobel. It'll stay with the Lancers. Inside of a minute for the first half. 21-18 Lincoln Wood. Sam Herman will throw it in right near the Lincoln Wood bench. He will get it into Will Jenkins. Right off it goes to Sean Goble. Sean, the primary ball handler here for the Lancers. Off to Jenkins, back to Goble. into the front court. 45 seconds for the first half. Across to Jenkins, out at the volleyball spike line. Lobs it back to Herman, right side of the volleyball spike line. Into the hands of Sidwell, right back to Goble. 33 seconds for the half. Nokomis extending out here, not letting Lincolnwood just easily hold for the final shot. Goble bouncing out near midcourt. The 5 second count is on, and he gets it away to Sidwell. Poked away by Masher. Picked up by Tassetti. Couldn't handle it cleanly. He had a layup. He does save it in the corner, and it's Nokomis ball. 10 seconds for the half. Down by three. Tassetti checks the clock with eight. On the dribble out near midcourt with six. Working on Sidwell with four. Bounce pass to Herbstreit with three. Lets it fly for the tie. Rimmed it out. Good look for Herbstreit, but it did not go down. And after two quarters, it is Lincolnwood 21, Nokomis 18. It is time now for the Shelter Insurance Halftime Show on WSMI. Tim Eyes back here at Nokomis. Megan Cordy back in our WSMI studios producing this boys' doubleheader on your Friday night with Gillespie at Hillsboro coming up next as we get set for the start of the third quarter here. Lincolnwood leading Nokomis 21-18, and the Lancers will get the basketball first in the second half. Hopper, Sidwell, Goble, Jenkins, and Herman for Lincolnwood. Herbstreit, Tassetti, Seth Johnson, Kendall Nodal, and Sobel for Nokomis. Here we go. Goble leaves it off for Sidwell in the right corner. Can the Lancers hang on and complete the county sweep for the first time since the 13-14 season? Jenkins straight on three, rattled out, no good. And two Nokomis players fighting for it, but it was deflected out by Goble, and it will be Skins ball. Great officiating crew. Jeremy Smith, Dan Smith, Steve DeClerc here tonight at Nokomis. When this crew rolls in, you know you are in good hands. Herbstreit, top of the key. Man-to-man defense for Lincolnwood into the hands of Tassetti, being guarded by Sam Herman. Picked up the dribble, did Tassetti. Leaves it off for Seth Johnson on the right wing. Down to Sobel and a foul. They're going to get Hopper. First foul of the half for Evan Hopper. It'll be his second personal foul. Baseline out of bounds for Nokomis. Sobel on the right block. He will come and set a screen in the middle of the lane. Herbstreit now. Looking. Into Sobel's hands in the right corner. Sidwell wound up on the ground right at the ankles of Sobel. He scatters to his feet. Into the hands of Nodal. Off to Tassetti. Down to Sobel. Spins baseline. Missed a little strong. Good block out by Evan Hopper. Great fundamental block out by Hopper. 1 minute gone by third quarter. Here's Jenkins. Off to Sidwell. Top of the key to Evan. In the corner it goes to Goble. Down to Herman. Draws a crowd of defenders. Kicks to Hopper. 4-3. Back rim too strong. Rebound to Sobel. Good look that time. And a nice job by Herman to kick out to the open shooter. Here's Herbstreit. Leads for Seth Johnson, top of the key. Johnson on the left wing with Tassetti. Alex Tassetti brings it across the head of the key into the hands of Herbstreit. 6.5 minutes for the third quarter. Top of the key with Sobel. In the corner it goes to Tassetti. Alex Tassetti turns the corner, gets in the middle of the lane, rises up, missed it. Good contest from Sean Goble. Rebound, though, picked up by Sobel. Carter gets it off to Nodal. Into the hands of Tassetti, right side of the key. So we approach the six-minute mark, third quarter. 21-18, that was our halftime score. Down the left block, Sobel. He's doubled. Bounces out into the left corner. Off it goes to Seth Johnson. Herbstreit was wide open, nobody saw him. Tassetti for three, left it short. And the rebound hits the floor, picked up there by Evan Hopper. Oh, Herbstreit was wide open on the baseline. The Lancers lost sight of him. Here's Will Jenkins. Bounced it once, picked it up, across the floor it goes, top of the key to Sidwell. Into the hands of Goble, right back to Sidwell. High post to Hopper, touch pass in the corner to Herman. Back to Sidwell for three, left it short. Rebound tapped around off of Nodal and Nokomis. It'll be Lincolnwood ball. Jaden Walker checks in, replacing Hopper. 5:33 for the third quarter. Well, Lincolnwood be able to continue to knock down shots here in the second half. They did a nice job in the first half. In the corner to Jenkins for three, around and out. Boy, that's like the third shot of the half that's gone around and out. Rebound down to Nokomis, into the hands of Tassetti. Bounce pass in the corner to Herbstreit. Evan Herbstreit off to Tassetti. 5:15 for the third quarter. Back it goes to Evan Herbstreit, being guarded by Sean Goble. Carter Sobel has it beyond the three-point line. He drives baseline, step back. Yes, Carter Sobel. 15 for Sobel. You're not stopping that. You just got to hope he doesn't make the shot. 21-20, bad pass. Jaden Walker tracks it down. That was almost over and back. That gets Steve Kimbrough up off the bench, but I don't think all 3 points had crossed. That's always the key there. All 3 points have to be in the front court and established. They were not. Jeremy Smith was right on top of it. In the corner, Sidwell for three. Back rimmed it too strong. Rebound down to Tassetti. And now Nokomis could take their first lead since it was 4-2. Down to Sobel off the window. Left hand good. 17 for Sobel. Skins out in front 22-21. Their first lead since early in the first quarter. 4:20 for quarter number three. In the front court with Sidwell. Lancers have yet to score in the quarter. Goble on the left wing. In the corner now with Sam Herman. He'll put it on the deck. Attacks. Kicks it out near midcourt to Will Jenkins. 22-21, Nokomis. Lincolnwood led this game 18-7. Out front with Goble. Volleyball spike line extended. In the left corner, Jenkins for three. Got it! Will Jenkins buries a three ball. His third of the game. And Lincolnwood back in front, 24-22. That was a big shot right there. 3:40 for quarter number three. Herbstreit takes his time into the front court. Lincolnwood sagging back in their man-to-man. Here's Nodal on the right wing. Bounce pass to Tassetti, deflected out by Herman. It'll stay with Nokomis. Evan Hopper returning for the Lancers, replacing Will Jenkins. Nokomis ball, front court, sideline trigger. Herbstreit gets it in right at midcourt to Seth Johnson. Right back to Herbstreit. 24-22, Lincolnwood leading. Nokomis has the ball. Here's Herbstreit. Rises up, rejected by Goble. Herbstreit tracks it back down beyond the three-point line. Down to Sobel. Tassetti rises, 16-footer, missed it. Follows the shot, gets the rebound. Alex Tassetti on the right wing. Top of the key to Herbstreit. 3 minute mark, third quarter. Seth Johnson on the left wing. Dribble drive rises up off the heel. No. Rebound down to Hopper. Outlet to Walker. Jaden Walker rejected by Herbstreit but fouled. Walker goes crashing into the mat on the into the floor. Hopefully he's okay. He's on his feet. And I think he's all right. Doesn't appear to be too worse for the wear. That was scary because with him in the air, he was not able to really protect himself as he crashed into that mat. The foul on Herbstreit is his first and the first of the half on Nokomis. It'll send Walker to the free throw line for two tosses. First one is good. First point for Jaden, 3-point lead for Lincolnwood. Nodal out, Jake Johnson returns for Nokomis. Second free throw for the 6'1 junior, Jaden Walker. Free throw is good. A lot of the iron and down for Jaden Walker. So after Nokomis took a brief lead at 22-21, a little 5-0 spurt for Lincolnwood. 2:45 for the third quarter. Oh, stolen by Herman. Sam Herman then lost it as he went up the sideline. He had visions of a run out there. He might have been thinking Stuff City, I don't know. There was nobody in his path. 2:40, third quarter. Nokomis got lucky there. They dodged one. Tassetti across the timeline, working on Herman. Good job by Sam to move his feet. Down to Johnson, makes the catch, pivots around. Sobel, corner three, left it short, and the rebound picked up by the Lancers. Here comes Goble. Pass ahead to Walker. Jaden Walker stripped by Tassetti, and that forces the travel. Ninth turnover on Lincolnwood. Great defense by Alex Tassetti. He got his hand on top of that basketball right at the front of the rim, and that forced Walker to take a little hop step. 4-point Lancer lead. We approach the 2-minute mark of the third quarter. Matt Milberg down in a defensive stance over in front of the Lincolnwood bench. Here's Tassetti on the curl looking for Sobel, stolen by Walker. outlet to Herman. Count it, and the foul, Sam Herman. 8 for Herman. He took it right into the chest that time of the Nokomis defender. Strong take. They'll get Seth Johnson on the personal. That's his second, team's second of the half. All started by Jaden Walker with the denial of Carter Sobel. And then a great lead pass to Herman. Sam Herman has 8 points. He's 4-4 at the free throw line. 28-22, toss is good. 3-point play converted. It's a 8-0 run after Nokomis took that lead at 22-21. 110 seconds, third quarter. Masher on the right wing, across the floor to Tassetti. In the left corner with Herbstreit. Evan Herbstreit at the foul line, cut off there. Pivots around, leaves it back for Tassetti. In the right corner with Herbstreit. Drives the baseline, bounce pass across the lane to Sabo. Left-hand finish is good for Carter. He gets his feet tangled up and winds up on his backside. 19 points for Sabo. So good with either hand around the rim. 80 seconds for the third quarter and a hand check on Tassetti. Third team foul. And for Alex, his third personal. A 5-point Lincoln Wood lead, 80 seconds for the third quarter. Seth Johnson returns for Nokomis. Nick Masher is out. And for the Lancers, it'll be Cole Sidwell returning and Jaden Walker taking a seat. He gets a high five from Coach Milberg over there. Herman on the sideline gets it in to Will Jenkins. Will Jenkins, top of the key to Goble. Down to Herman, and he's checked on his way to the basket. They'll get Jake Johnson there, his second, team's fourth. Sam Herman has had a real nice ball game. He's been very aggressive, going strong to the rim. When you're doing Lincoln Wood Nokomis, you have to think of T. Toad. He always said, good things happen when you take the ball to the hole. And it's so true. It was true 20 years ago. It's true today. 68 seconds, third quarter. In the corner with Hopper. He is double teamed. He's in some trouble. And Matt Milberg going to take a timeout. 61 seconds for quarter number three. Lincoln Wood leading Nokomis 29-24. We'll come back to Nokomis High School following these messages on WUSMI. Wise use of the timeout from Matt Milberg, as Evan Hopper was in trouble in the left corner. Now Hopper outlets it near midcourt to Herman, makes the catch, falling into the backcourt, and gets it away to Goble. Very athletic play from Sam Herman. 50 seconds for the quarter. It was a 3-point Lancer lead at the half. It's up to 5 now, and that's after Nokomis took a brief 1-point lead in the quarter. Hopper saves it behind his back to Jenkins. He's in trouble, and that's going to go in the backcourt over and back. The Lancers were flirting with that a couple different times on the possession. Sam Herman saved an over and back. Evan Hopper saved one momentarily. And then Will Jenkins, when he caught that ball from Hopper, his momentum was taking him into the backcourt, and he could just not stay on the right side of the line. The auxiliary board across the way has gone off again, so they're having a little electrical issue over there with the small board. The big board still operational. 25 seconds for the third quarter. So if Nokomis wants to look at the board, they're going to have to turn behind them right now because the board in front of them on their end of the floor is shut off. 15 seconds for the quarter. Out with Herbstreit, left side of the key. 12 seconds for the quarter. Into the hands of Seth Johnson. Johnson off to Tassetti. 7 for the quarter. He's out at the volleyball spike line with 5. Hand off to Herbstreit with 3. Nokomis needs to go. Evan to the 10. The layup is good at the buzzer. Oh, a strong take for Evan Herbstreit, and we'll see how large that bucket will prove to be. After three quarters, it is Lincoln Wood 29, Nokomis 26. We'll come back with the money quarter following these messages on WUSMI. Tim Mize back here at Nokomis. Megan Cordy back in our WUSMI studio. Stay tuned. Gillespie at Hillsboro next here on FM 106, online at WUSMIRadio.com. 3-point Lincoln Wood lead. Nokomis gets the basketball to start the fourth quarter after Herbstreit scored at the buzzer to end the third quarter. Tassetti dribble drive baseline. He's fouled. Just the second foul of the half on Lincoln Wood. They're going to get Evan Hopper
I do believe. Out of bounds for Nokomis on the baseline. Sobel spins baseline, lost it, and that is offensive on Carter Sobel as he just trucked Sean Goebel. Eighth Nokomis turnover. Third personal foul on Carter Sobel, his first since the opening quarter. And that will be the fifth team foul on the Skins. Now we're going to have Steve DeClercq over to the table checking something. We had a weird situation in the JV game. There was a bucket made by Nokomis, foul called, but the foul was away from the ball. So the bucket counted, but the Nokomis player who made the bucket thought it was an and-one, so he went to the foul line, made the free throw. After the free throw was shot, then the officials were notified that the wrong player was at the foul line. So they took the point off the board, and they eventually assessed Nokomis a technical foul for having the wrong kid shoot. Brian Pisco was not happy about the situation. We've got a confusing spot here at the table. We're going to take a quick break. Back to Nokomis in a moment. So I think the issue had nothing to do with the scorer's table necessarily. There was some perspiration on the floor, so they had a towel out, but there was definitely conversations happening at the table. Either way, we're ready to go now. Lincoln Wood ball, 7:30 for the ball game, a three-point Lancer lead. Can they hang on here tonight to complete the county sweep? Goebel out front, leaves it for Sidwell. This has been a great ball game. Down to Hopper, cut off by Sobel, pivots around, kicks out to Sidwell. On the baseline, Herman, Sam Herman. His pass is tipped by Herbstreet. Did he get it off of Lincoln Wood? He did. Oh, great job, Herbstreet, off of Jenkins. No disagreement from Mount Milburg. That went down right in front of him. 7:15 to play in the game. Hopper out, Walker back for Lincoln Wood. That turnover, number 11 on the Lancers. Nokomis led 4-0 and then didn't lead again until it was 22-21. That was followed by an 8-0 Lincoln Wood run. It's a three-point lead right now for the Lancers, 29-26. Nodal. In the corner it goes with Tassetti. Tassetti will bounce out of trouble, keeps the dribble alive. He's going to rise for three, left it short. Rebound down to Jaden Walker. He's trapped. Bounce pass off to Herman. Here come the Lancers quickly. Sidwell will slow it up as he comes into the front court. Jenkins for three, rimmed it around and down for Will Jenkins. He has 12. He's hit a three in each of the four quarters. 32-26 Lancers. That puppy went around the world twice and went home. Johnson on the left wing. He'll drive baseline, cut off outside the paint, gives it into Tassetti, who oops it up and in. Alex Tassetti with seven. Here comes the full court pressure. How will Lincoln Wood handle this the final 6 minutes? They've done well to this point in the ballgame. Goebel across the timeline now slows it up. Bounce pass across the floor to Sidwell. Here's Jenkins. Thought about another three, instead back to Sidwell. When you're rolling like Will tonight, though, why not? Here's Goebel. Picked up the dribble out near midcourt. Off it goes to Sidwell. Inside of 6 minutes for the game. These two teams will meet again in 8 days to close out the Mohawk Classic in Morrisonville. Herman drives baseline, gets past Sobel off the window. It's good. 11 for Herman. Sobel had to let him go, playing with the three fouls. Strong take from Samuel Herman. That pass is tipped around and stolen. It was deflected by Sidwell, picked up by Walker. Bounce pass, Goebel counted, and the foul. It's 36-28, 5:22 for the game. What a finish for Sean Goebel. 5:22 to play. That foul is the sixth on Nokomis, the second personal on Herbstreet. Goebel at the free throw line, where Lincoln Wood is 7 of 8 tonight, make it 8 of 9. That puppy was pure, didn't even graze the iron. 37-28. Right now, the Lancer is able to answer each Nokomis bucket. Here is Nodal. Tough shot, right corner, and he's fouled by Cole Sidwell. Two free throws for Kendall Nodal. That time Sidwell bailed him out. That was a tough, tough shot for Nodal. Hand in his face, fading away off the baseline. The foul on Sidwell, his first, team's fourth. Free throws for the 6'1 junior, Kendall Nodal. Has not scored tonight. Now he has. Puts home the toss. That's Nokomis' first make from the free throw line. They are now 1 out of 6. That makes it 37-29. Second toss is good, rattled down. Nodal gets the pair. Lincoln with substitution at the table. That's Will Jenkins replacing Jaden Walker. Sabo will be on the point of the ball press. Herman. He's underneath the basket right now. Gets it in right side to Will Jenkins. He's trapped in trouble. Tipped, stolen. He bounced it once and picked it up. Down to Sabo. He's hammered. They're going to call the foul on the floor, so it'll be baseline out of bounds for Nokomis. That ball press for Nokomis is just a little bit different when Sabo's on the point at 6'8". The foul on Jenkins is his second. Herbstreit has the ball, baseline out of bounds. Lobs it in, right corner to Carter. Sabo rises, 16-footer, no, left it short. Herbstreit with the offensive rebound. Back to Evan as he kicked it to Johnson. Now it's turned over. 10th, Nokomis turnover. Oh, what a bounce pass. Goebel, Herman, yes. A no-look bounce pass across the lane to Sam Herman. He has a Baker's dozen, and the lead is 9. Lincoln was biggest lead of the night was 11. Sabo for 3. Got it. Carter Sabo, no hesitation, knocks down a big shot. He's got 22. Here comes the ball press. Nobody's back for Nokomis. Ahead to Hopper. Bounce pass Sidwell, and then crashing to the floor is a Nokomis player. Oh, Hopper used the ball fake, and that was Evan Herbstreit. Went for the fake. He got in the air, wound up on the back of Sidwell, and he hit the floor hard, landed in his upper body first. He's to his feet now. Sabo waves off any medical personnel. Evan bent over at the waist right now. He hit the deck extremely hard. I think they're going to make him check out. Jeremy Smith says, nope, you're headed out. Masher and Jake Johnson at the table. Nokomis pressuring so much in the backcourt, once Lincoln would have got past the initial pressure, they had the numbers. And then Herbstreit was in retreat mode, and he just got caught in a bad, bad spot. It was his third foul, 7th team foul, so Lincoln would at the free throw line the rest of the way on Nokomis fouls. Sidwell tonight has not been to the free throw line. The toss is good. 4 points now for Cole Sidwell, and Lincolnwood is 9 of 10 at the free throw line. Critical in a big road game to knock down your fouls. Toss good. Nokomis, conversely, is just 1 of 6 at the stripe tonight. 41-33, clock running, 4:15 for the ball game. Lincolnwood with the lead. Nokomis has the ball. Down to Jake Johnson. He gets his man in the air, and crashing to the deck goes Sean Goebel. Not quite as nasty looking as Evan Herbstreit's play, but similar. He didn't get caught on Johnson's back as much as he kind of got his legs whipped around on the ball fake. Well, clock stopped, 4:11 to play. Jake Johnson will get 2 tosses. First one is good. After Nokomis missed their first 5 foul shots, they've made their last 3. Seth Johnson out, Evan Herbstreit back in for Nokomis. 41-34. More perspiration on the floor where Sean Goebel hit the deck, so Jeremy Smith multitasking, towels around, and now there's some more moisture over here on the left side of the lane, so Jeremy's down on one knee getting that cleared up. He tosses the towel back towards the Nokomis bench. You never know what you might have to get into on any given night as a high school official. Time for the second free throw for Jake Johnson. 41-34, Lincolnwood leading. Second toss is no good, too strong. Offensive rebound, Sobel ripped away and then taken right back by Carter, missed it. And the rebound now down to Sam Herman. Point blank, and Sobel couldn't put it home. Halfway through the money quarter, a 7-point Lancer lead. Here is Evan Hopper. Bounce pass, top of the key to Goble. Out at the volleyball spike line with Jenkins. He checks the clock, 3:45 to play. Into the hands of Goble. In the corner with Herman. Samuel Herman. Poked away from behind, but right to Will Jenkins it goes. Off to Goble. Back to Jenkins. High post to Hopper. Off to Sidwell. Back to Jenkins. Good crisp ball movement here from Lincolnwood, taking their time. High post to Hopper. McComas' defense is swarming. Here's Jenkins across the floor, left side with Herman. Back to Goble. 3:15 to play. Here's Hopper. Turns and faces on Sobel and draws the foul. It'll be on Carter. A little push in the back. Got Hopper off balance. And free throws for Evan Hopper. And more perspiration on the floor. 3:12 left in the game. Jeremy Smith over to check that spot on the floor. Is he satisfied? I don't think so. I think he wants a towel. He needs a towel. Nakoma's had a nice, big crimson towel. Lincolnwood's black towel a little bit smaller. So Jeremy back to it. Matt Milberg comes out to look at the situation too. Maybe asking if Jeremy wants a different towel. Jeremy Smith's mopped up enough floors for a lifetime here tonight. One of the best, Jeremy Smith. 41-34, Lancers leading. They've been so good at the free throw line. Can they finish strong down the stretch? Toss for Hopper is no good. Rebound tapped around, out of bounds, saved by the Lancers, but corralled by Nokomis. 3 minutes to play, a 7-point Lincolnwood lead. Here's Herbstreit spinning at the top of the key. Picks up the dribble, bounce pass to Nick Masher. Top of the key with Herbstreit. Evan to the right elbow. Leaves it off for Tassetti. Bad pass. Stolen by Herman. And then Samuel called for the double dribble. He had Tassetti in his hip pocket down the floor and just couldn't ever get it cleanly. 2:49 to play. 41-34 Lincolnwood. They've led virtually the entire way. More moisture on the floor. So now Matt Milberg will come out. He'll do it himself this time. Well, this is a lot of mopping up of moisture here in the last couple of minutes. It's the fourth stoppage we've had, I think, in the quarter to mop the floor. Nokomis ball trailing by 7 to Setti. Right side of the key. Leads it for Masher on the right wing. Down to Sobel on the right block. Carter spins baseline. Rises up. No. Herbstreit follow. No. Rebound to Lincolnwood's Walker. He lost it out of bounds, and it will be Nokomis ball. Jaden ripped it away, but then couldn't keep it in his own hands, and it went out of bounds. Herbstreit lobs to Sobel. Carter makes the catch. Heart of the lane rises up and puts it down. 24 for Carter Sobel, and Nokomis takes a timeout. 2.5 minutes to play in the ballgame. Lincolnwood leading Nokomis 41-36. We'll come back to Nokomis following these messages on WSMI. Two commercials. Is it what? I don't think so. Kids just keep falling down and they're really sweaty. If a roof's not leaking tonight, you don't got a leak. Yeah, my goodness. We'll take it after this one. Following the timeout, Sobel on the point of the ball press for Nokomis. And it goes to Goble in the backcourt. Stays in the middle of the floor, bounce pass to Herman. He'll bring it across the timeline. He'll give it right back to Goble. 2:20 to play, a 5-point lead for Lincolnwood. High post to Hopper. He'll bring it back out beyond the volleyball spike line. Picks up the dribble, and he threw it away. He split the double team. Miscommunication there. Matt Milberg thinks it's tipped. Steve Leclerc going to come over, and I think they're going to say that ball was tipped. Let's see. There it is. It'll be Lincolnwood ball. That is great officiating right there. As Dan Smith didn't see the tip, Steve Leclerc had the better angle from across the floor. He comes across, and they get the call right. That's what you want. Lincolnwood ball. Sideline trigger. Hopper gets it in to Sidwell. He dribbles across the floor, leaves it to Jenkins in the corner. Bounce pass, Hopper, layup good. Evan Hopper has his first bucket, and it's a big one off the assist from Jenkins. 43-36 Lancers. They're a minute 50 away from the county sweep. Here's Tassetti, rises for a three. That went behind the backboard, but it went behind the backboard because it was deflected. Or did Jeremy Smith just point the wrong way? Steve Kimbrough is hot. It's going to be Lincolnwood ball. The shot from the right corner from Tassetti went behind the backboard. Coach Kimbrough's hot, and I don't blame him. There's no way Alex Tassetti's going to shoot the ball behind the backboard without it being deflected. 106 seconds for the game. Nokomis is in a tough spot now. Sobel on the point of the press. Herman gets it in to Goble, and he's fouled by Seth Johnson. Free throws for Lincolnwood, a minute 44 left. It will send Sean Goble to the free throw line. He's 1 of 1 tonight, has 5 points. Jaden Walker back in, Will Jenkins out for the Lancers. At the free throw line, Goble. Big free throws here. Toss is good. Makes it 44-36 Lincolnwood. They've trailed just twice in this game briefly, but they've trailed for no more than 90 seconds in the game. Free throw is good for Goble. 45-36, Lincolnwood, 100 seconds left. In the corner with Tassetti. Alex Tassetti feeds it down to Sobel. Back to Alex. Tassetti in the right corner. Picks up the dribble back to Carter. 90 seconds. Sobel rises for three. Missed it. Rebound tapped around. Saved by Seth Johnson on the baseline. Johnson off to Sobel. Carter fires the three. Air ball out of the corner. But it goes right to Tassetti. Alex, top of the key. Herbstreet. Evan for three. Air ball. Saved, nope, out of bounds. It'll be Lincolnwood ball. A minute 13 to play. 45-36 Lincolnwood. They beat Hillsboro at Hillsboro back on December 10th, 56-51. Beat Litchfield at Lincolnwood in the T-Toad shootout, 44-31. And now looking to knock off Nokomis and complete the county sweep. 65 seconds for the game. Jenkins is fouled from behind. Wins at Nokomis are few and far between, hard to come by. If the Lancers hold on, it'll be a short bus ride home, but it will be a fun bus ride home down the blacktop. 65 seconds for the game. Will Jenkins at the free throw line for Lincolnwood. The toss is no good. Jenkins has 12 points. He's hit 4 threes, 1 in each quarter. Boy, and the last one he hit was a big one. Nokomis had closed, I believe, to within 3 at the time. 65 seconds to play. Second free throw for Jenkins is good. Will gets 1 out of 2. He has a baker's dozen for the game. He'll check out Jaden Walker back in. 46-36 Lincolnwood. Gillespie at Hillsboro coming up next here on FM 106. Tassetti, that is a deep three. That was partially blocked by Herman. Underneath, ripped away by Sidwell. Then he loses the handle coming out. It'll be Nokomis ball. Sidwell was in too big of a hurry right there. A 10-point Lancer lead with under a minute to go. Herbstreit gets it in to Sobel. Carter will rise for a deep three, and he canned it. 27 for Carter Sobel. Clock running, 47 seconds. Lincoln Wood taking their time to get it in. Herman gets it off to Sidwell, middle of the floor to Goble. Nakoma's going to have to foul, and they do. 38.9 seconds to play. A 7-point lead for Lincoln Wood. seconds left in the game. What a game it's been for Lincoln Wood. Done a good job of taking care of the basketball, and they've been aggressive going to the rim. At the free throw line, Goble. He's 3 of 3. Make it 4 of 4. The free throw line could wind up being the difference here tonight. The Lancers have been fantastic at the charity stripe. They have not left many points there. Second free throw for Goble is good. 9 for the senior point guard, Sean Goble. 48-39 Lancers. That's another deep three for Sobel. Missed this one. Rebound, Herbstreit. Put back good. 4 for Herbstreit. Clock running, 25 seconds. A 7-point Lincoln Wood lead. Herman gets it in to Cole Sidwell. Sidwell fouled in the backcourt by Seth Johnson. That'll stop the clock with 20.3 seconds to play in the ball game. These will be free throws, 11 and 12 of the quarter. Lincoln Woods missed only 3 foul shots on the night. Here's a free throw for Sidwell. It's good. 6 for Sidwell. He's 3 out of 3 from the line in the quarter. Some of the fans start to head for the exits here. Second free throw. Good. Sidwell gets the pair. He has 7. A 9-point lead for Lincoln Wood. Clock running. 17 seconds to play. Master for 3. Missed it. Sobel with the rebound in the left corner. He'll fire the 3 and he's fouled. That is not what the Lancers wanted right there. That's going to be on Jaden Walker. Will Jenkins to the table, and I think he's going to check in for Mr. Walker. 10.5 seconds to play in the game. Carter Sobel will be at the free throw line for 3 tosses. 27 points tonight for Carter. 27 of the 41. He's 0 for 5 at the line. Finally gets a free throw to go down. He's a good foul shooter, but he missed his first 5 of the night. He'll get his second here to give him 29 points. Got it? And now he'll get the third for a cool 30. Walker out, Jenkins in. It's a 7-point lead for Lincoln. Well, this could get it down to 6. Critical for this to go down so they can set up the pressure with the clock not running. Toss is no good. Offensive rebound, Johnson. He's fouled. 2 more free throws for Nokomis. 9.1 seconds to play. Well, that's best case scenario for Nokomis right there if Johnson can make both these tosses. Could wind up being a 4-point trip potentially. Jake Johnson, 1 of 2 at the free throw line so far in the game. The toss is no good. Stays a 7-point Lincoln Wood lead, 9 seconds for the game. This would make it 2 possessions if you can put this toss home. Missing it on purpose, and wouldn't you know, it hits the front rim, the back rim, and goes down. That's about right. You try to miss it, and you make it. Off to Sidwell with 7. Back to Goble with 4. Lincoln Wood is going to do it. The county sweep is complete for the first time since the 13-14 season. Lincoln Wood beats Hillsboro, Litchfield, and Nokomis in the same season. 50-44, the final, as the Lancers do it here tonight in Nokomis. We'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap it up following these messages on WSMI. 50-44, the final here tonight as Lincoln Wood knocks off Nokomis. The county sweep complete for the first time since the 13-14 season. They won at Hillsboro. They beat Litchfield in the T-Toad shootout versus Cancer. And then they knock off Nokomis here tonight, 50-44. to 44. Again, the Saunacomas jump out to an early 4-0 lead. Lancers battled right back, took the lead 5-4, would not give the lead up again until early in the third quarter, and it was brief. Nakomas took a 22-21 lead. The Lancers scored on the ensuing possession, and they were never bested again here tonight. A 6-point victory for the Lancers moves them to 9-7 on the year. The loss snaps Nokomis' 5-game win streak. They now are 6-6 on the season. For Lincoln Wood, 13 points tonight for Will Jenkins and Sam Herman. Both had sensational ball games. 13 points in two entirely different ways. Jenkins hit 4 threes, one in each quarter. Sam Herman did his work from the foul line early and then aggressive at the rim late for Lincolnwood. So a Baker's dozen for Jenkins and Herman, 9 for Sean Goble, 7 for Cole Sidwell, 4 for Devin Brown, 2 points for Evan Hopper, and 2 points for Jaden Walker. Lincolnwood was 17 of 20 from the free throw line. That is the difference here tonight. 17 of 20 from the foul line for the Lancers. Conversely, for Nokomis, 6 of 14 at the charity stripe. I had Lincolnwood for 14 turnovers tonight, quarters of 14, 7, 8, and 21. For Nokomis, quarters of 7, 11, 8, and 18. They were led by Carter Sobel. 29 of Nokomis' 44 belonged to Carter Sobel. He is the only skin to reach double figures. Alex Tassetti was 7, 4 for Evan Herbstreit, 2 points apiece for Kendall Nodal and Jake Johnson. So what a ball game here tonight. A gutsy effort from Lincolnwood as they get the victory. And they do the county sweep here tonight over Nokomis. Of course, thanks to the fine people here at Nokomis. They treat us so good every time we come into town. So AD Kevin McDonald and everyone here at Nokomis, we thank them for their hospitality. Of course, thanks to our basketball sponsors. Without them, none of these broadcasts are possible. Please go out and patronize the businesses you hear on our broadcast throughout the year, because without them, we don't bring you any high school sports on the Tally broadcasting stations. Thanks back to our WSMI studios and Megan Cordy, who produced this action here on your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois, WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carthenville, and Greenville. Of course, scores tomorrow morning, 7:30, Spotlight on Sports. Sports Saturday at 9:02 tomorrow morning right here on FM 106. Stay tuned for game 2 of our doubleheader tonight. Gillespie at Hillsboro comes your way next here on WSMI. The final one more time from Nokomis. Lincolnwood beats Nokomis 50-44. I am Tim Mize. We say goodnight from Nokomis.